Today's the day parliamentarians in London vote on an alternative version of a Brexit deal, having roundly rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's plan for leaving the European Union, which Brits voted to do in that close 2016 referendum. The Leave backers want to cut immigration, slash payments to the EU. The Remains feel Britain's economy will be devastated. And this past weekend, hundreds of thousands of young people marched on Parliament with others, saying, "We're the ones who have to live with Brexit and we don't want it." Laura Spirit was a student at Cambridge who took time off to start the Our Future, Our Choice campaign. She's in London. And Laura, as you know, polls are in your favor. And almost 6 million Brits signed a petition calling for the government to completely revoke Brexit. It was the best supported proposal in House of Commons history. But it was rejected yesterday by the government. Make the case as a young person that Brexit shouldn't happen.
Yeah, so that's right. I have taken time out of university to do this, as have many others in our organization. We feel very strongly that leaving the European Union will hurt our living standards and will leave us with fewer opportunities. We feel the last 2.5 years have been absolutely disastrous for our country in terms of the negotiations. We think politicians have made a fool of our country, and 9 in 10 British people now think Brexit is nothing short of a national humiliation. And so with the impasse continuing and with the idea of us crashing out without a deal, which would be a fundamentally massive hit for young people such as us, as well as others in the country, we think the right thing to do and the only way out of the parliamentary gridlock is to hand the decision back to the people in a referendum.
Well, be more specific about the problems you foresee. We're reading today in The Guardian that actually consumer spending is already down because people are afraid of an economic hit.
Yeah, so, you know, job losses in manufacturing are at a 6-year high. We're seeing jobs going. We're seeing that the government's own economic impact forecasts for Brexit are showing that, you know, Brexit could cost us £100 billion a year by 2050. We did our own report signed by the former Prime Minister John Major with the London School of Economics, which found that young people could lose up to £108,000 in lost earnings by 2050. So it's not scaremongering. And this is something which others on the other side of the debate say. They say that our side are ramping up fears that leaving the European Union will leave us worse off and will leave us poorer. But nobody now is really trying to deny that. Everybody pretty much accepts that. And on top of that, of course, as young people, we're losing the right to live, work and love in 27 other EU countries. These are rights enjoyed by our parents and our grandparents. So there's other elements of this too, not least our European identity, which many young people hold is very dear indeed.
You mentioned a second vote, and there is a petition that's being debated today, 120,000 signatures to have that second vote. Do you think it will change, first of all, because some of the young people in 2016 can now vote? But also, do you worry that it will undermine faith in voting if you just completely override the vote of the people?
I think there are very legitimate concerns that people have with this process. But, you know, 3 years nearly down the line from the referendum, you know, it's not the fault of the British people that the government has failed to deliver Brexit. It's not the fault that we were lied to during the referendum. And the mess that this has become should be solely at the doorsteps of politicians who have failed to make it a successful project and proposition for this country. So I don't worry about it because, you know, we are seeing considerable opinion shift towards that of remaining in the European Union. But it shouldn't be something that we're scared of to ask the British people for their consent. And I understand completely that we live supposedly in a representative democracy in which we elect our politicians to make these difficult decisions. But this referendum was called in the first place, and whether or not it was a good idea and whether or not it yielded the result that many people would like, ultimately we have to live with the consequences, and where it started is where it should begin.
Well, you've been kind of cheeky in your protests. Some of the banners are hilarious, frankly. I think there was one I saw, it's never a good idea to pull out. I think that was one. But it's gotten vicious between family members and co-workers who can't work together. What about between young people who disagree?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, 3/4 of young people would like to remain in the European Union. And there's, I think, quite a dangerous thing, which is that many of us live in echo chambers where we don't necessarily have exposure to different opinions. Although I think the intergenerational aspect of this, as you've touched on, is really important because young people overwhelmingly favour Remain, but their parents and their grandparents do so by much smaller margins. And so having those conversations with your grandparents about why they voted different ways, and I have it in my family, you know, it's really divided my family, as it has with many others, is something which is really important. And I think the only way we're going to get over these bitter divisions is by starting to have those conversations more and more. But ultimately, you know, these people want to continue to make their points. We live in a democracy. We should not shy away from debate, and we stand in solidarity with everybody who has received these threats.
Wait, I just want to pick up on something you said. You just talked about the fights with your own grandparents. We know other concerns of young people are that they know students from other countries who may not be able to continue studying. They are, as students, more likely to know, you know, Europeans living within this country than maybe their grandparents do. Do you think this is going to be an irreparable, intergenerational tear in Britain?
I certainly think it's a big problem, and you're right, it is down to your experiences and the fact that so many young people here have lived and studied alongside their European counterparts. They're not afraid of freedom of movement. They see it as an opportunity and not a threat, and they are proudly internationalists. They also recognize the issues they care about, be it cybersecurity or climate change, are going to require a truly international solution with our closest neighbors, and they see the European Union as an important part in playing that. But I do think that it is possible to reconcile this with older generations.
That's Lara Spirit, co-president of Our Future, Our Choice, a group made up of young people campaigning against Brexit as Parliament votes on alternative Brexit plans today. Lara, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
And the parliamentarians are also taking up that petition for a second vote. We'll keep an eye on that.